with me in the Classical 101 studio is flutist Lindsay Goodman. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jennifer.
We're going to be talking about your debut CD, Reach Through the Sky. This is a CD of all new music. What occasioned this recording?
Well, I'm a big proponent of living music, and that means that through the years, I've commissioned a number of works and premiered a number of works by composers working all across the country. And this disc is a celebration of some of those collaborative commissions. Every work on the disc is a work that was written especially for me since 2010 by composers from everywhere from Brooklyn, New York, to Colorado, to West Virginia, and everywhere in between.
The title of this recording is so interesting to me, Reach Through the Sky. It is so evocative, but it's not the title of any of the works on the recording. So could you tell us how you decided on the title of the disc?
Absolutely. One of the works on the disc by composer Jeffrey Nitsch is called Covenant. And Covenant is a work for mezzo-soprano, flute, and alto flute, in which I can perform all three of the parts. So the mezzo-soprano part takes its text from a poem by poet Jessica Malilly Hand. They're actually her wedding vows. And in those vows, which I sing in Covenant, the climax says, "I will reach through the sky and arrest the sun's criminal journey," in this attempt to keep love alive through the end of someone's life. And I just love that image of reaching through the sky. Why reach for it when you could reach through it?
Yes, that's great. You were talking about your passion for the music of now, new music, and you've commissioned quite a number of new works. How many works at this point in time have you commissioned?
The last time I counted, it was 34, but that was at the beginning of the season, and I've had 8 world premieres since then. So quite a number. I really enjoy collaborating with composers. I mean, I love Bach, Beethoven, Brahms. I'm also an orchestral musician, so I play that music all the time. But every time I try to email Brahms, he does not return my messages.
Right.
I really prefer a composer I can have a cup of coffee with.
So for you, why new music in particular?
Well, if we have no music of today, there's going to be no music of tomorrow. People living in our world today, our art should reflect the place and the time that we see through our windows and through our computer screens, and that our music should also have a lot to do with reflecting our current time in a way that perhaps Beethoven's 1800s Vienna does not.
Yes, to your point about keeping the musical tradition alive, perhaps our ears are ready for the works on your recording, Reach Through the Sky, or perhaps they're not. But without this music, our ears won't be ready for potentially what could come next.
Amen, Jennifer. I couldn't agree more. And I think that that's one of the exciting things about this disc. When I was choosing what commissions to include in this project, I both chose some of the most tonal and palatable works like Rob Diemer's The Road from Hana. He has a jazz big band and film scoring background, and so this is going to sound a lot more like maybe the movie music that we're used to. As opposed to a piece like Gilda Lyon's Chrysalis, which I don't think there's a normal note in it. It's all extended techniques. So there's going to be something on this particular project that might appeal to everyone wherever your ears are right now. And one of the really important ways that I'm trying to reflect the now, the present in this disc, is by having several pieces that you utilize electronics in some way. I mean, right now, somebody's probably listening to this interview podcast on their iPhone or on their laptop at work. Technology is involved in every aspect of our lives. So I think that technology should be involved in our music making. So some of these pieces have either live processed sounds or pre-recorded sounds that would be impossible even 20 years ago.
That That's a great introduction to the music on your recording. Let's take that a bit further if we could. Would you mind sort of taking us through the other works on your recording, Reach Through the Sky? You mentioned Rob Diemer's piece, and the next on the disc is New Year's by Eric Stem.
Piece is very meditative and zen-like. In fact, it's based on Japanese haiku, which you'll hear me sing in the original Japanese in this two-movement work for alto flute and mezzo-soprano with vibraphone and piano. So this is chamber music, but for an intriguing new combination, which features my trio assembly. But it has this beautiful meditative quality in which every note has its perfect place, almost like a little Zen garden. Next on the disc, then, is Grant Cooper's Other Voices, which is a straight-up solo flute work. Back in Bach's day, we had the Partita in A minor. Coming into the 20th century, we have Debussy's Syrinx. And now we have new additions to that solo flute repertoire. Then we have Gilda Lyon's Chrysalis, which I spoke about as having a lot of extended techniques. It's for a really unique instrumentation, my duo Chrysalis, which is for singing flutist and singing pianist. We use our voices as extensions of our instruments in that. Then we have Jeffrey Nitsch's Covenant, which I spoke about earlier as having three parts, which I get to perform all together, only possible through the magic of the recording studio. And with Judith Shaton's Penelope's Song, which is for flute and electronics. This is taking the ancient Grecian tale of Penelope, the faithful wife of Odysseus from the Odyssey, who stayed at home weaving while her husband was away at war. And so Judith went in and found a historical weaver in her local Charlottesville, Virginia, and recorded that loom and then processed it into this kind of rock and roll sounding rhythmic drive behind the solo flute line to take a really beautiful proto-feministic tale and bring it into the 21st century.
So for you personally, as an artist, as a human being, are there particular pieces on this disc that sort of hit your heart in an especially powerful way?
You know, I have to say that they all do. I know that seems like a cop-out sort of answer, but it's a really unique experience to collaborate with a composer on a new work. It's a little like creating a child, having a baby. You start where there's nothing, and then together through collaborating, talking with one another, getting ideas, trading sketches, suddenly there's a new artwork. And then it becomes so much more than just the composer or just me as the interpreter. It goes out into the audience, it's heard by others, and then everyone gets their own unique experience for it. So to me, being able to choose between the pieces is a little like choosing a favorite child. They all are really special to me in different reasons. I think about the collaborative experience I had with Grant Cooper on his solo flute piece as one of the really special collaborations in my life. And so I think about that piece really fondly. But then I think about Eric Stem's New Year's and how it's just such a different sound world from any I've inhabited, and how much I had to stretch and grow trying to sing in Japanese, and how that really made me feel differently. So I think that for me, the personal journey with each piece is so powerful that every time I come to one of those pieces, both during the recording process and when I play those pieces live, it's like coming to a friend on the music stand. It feels really lovely, like a homecoming each time.
So it sounds like getting to know these new musical works was one thing for you, but certainly also the personal relationships that you have with the composers and with the other performers on the recording have also been a significant part of the journey for you.
Absolutely. When I set out to create my debut solo disc with the help of the great folks at New Dynamic Records, I thought, you know, I want this to be so much more than a vanity project. I want to take along as many of my beloved collaborators as possible, both from the members of my trio and duo to all of these performers, and make it a real celebration about collaboration, and then take it one step further from the performers and the composers out to the audience. That's the whole point of having a disc, as opposed to just traveling around the country and doing all these concerts, so as many people as possible can experience these new visions.
Lindsay Goodman, your debut recording is entitled Reach Through the Sky. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jennifer.